on Rosen in the morning. WRJN.
Kevin McDougall is here from 5K Events. You guys, the summer is coming up.
Yes.
This is your prime time.
It is.
Already here. We were talking about some of the weather forecasts for one of the events coming up. And I don't want to know. don't tell me. I can't take it. I got my heart. It's palpitating.
Tell me Wednesday.
My doctor said I can't deal with anxiety. Don't tell me the when. Now, some of the events are at Festival Park or indoors in Memorial Hall, too. They're indoors.
Yes.
But during the summer, a lot of them are outdoors.
We live outdoors.
So I'm looking at this giant laminated.
Yeah, we've got quite the impressive lineup of events this year. So
let's start off with coming up tomorrow, I guess, right? The Sneaker Ball?
Sneaker Ball, yes. That's a great event. That kind of kicks off the Juneteenth celebrations here in Racine. So all the folks that are coming to Festival Hall, dressed in their best, in their finery, and then wearing their sneakers for comfort. So that's why it's called Sneaker Ball.
You know, I've seen that. I've seen weddings where the bride and groom are in tuxedos and a beautiful wedding dress, and they're wearing, Nikes.
Sure, up there. Sure.
That's okay, I guess. Yeah. You want to be comfy.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, okay.
Dance all night.
Okay, now one of the events that, it's not your event, but it's still on your grounds, Racine Harbor Fest, and we're going to talk about that coming up a little while at 7:35. Mm-hmm. That's huge. It's back after how many years?
The last Harbor Fest was 2007.
Well, I thought you were going to say in 1906.
No, I remember well. I was on the board of directors of that Harbor Fest. So, 2007.
Now, that's 13th and 14th.
June 13th and 14th.
Now, the Lighthouse Run is coming up. But this year, it's not going past my house. I used to put up a hose on a ladder and turn it on spritz. So it just like was a mist.
Yeah, that's a great
coming
idea.
Down on people. And people used to stay underneath it. And one day, there was a cop across the street, pulled up in his car. And he's staring at it. I said, what's wrong? He said, what a genius idea. I'm just looking. I never saw somebody make a little shower like that.
Yeah. And Lighthouse Run has always been on Father's Day weekend. So, and that is going to coordinate with Harbor Fest in the morning, so the Lighthouse Run entrants can stay and enjoy Harbor Fest after they return from the run. The run has 10-mile competitive for men and women with cash prizes and then various levels of fun runs and things of that nature.
Now, here's something different from all the other years.
Mm-hmm.
Used to meet at the YMCA, and the YMCA is not there anymore.
No.
It's a pile.
It's gradually coming down.
It's a rubble pile.
Yeah.
The mayor in here, they let him hit one of the first hits with it and knock it down.
Well, this is the 47th year, so there's a lot of history with it.
Yes.
And Racine has seen a lot of changes in those 47 years. So
I used to watch, we have a little cowbell we ring when they used to come by my house and everything. And people said, why don't you run? Well, I'm getting old. And here comes some 90-year-old guy jogging in the parade.
Yeah.
And I felt ashamed of myself.
Yeah. I'm entering the 50-yard old football player level.
I'm going into the 10-feet walk from my porch
to
the
street.
I'll
see you there.
Okay, now here's something brand new. And we haven't talked about this on the air yet at all because it was just finalized recently.
Yes, within the last 10 days.
And for the first time in, 30, 40 years, the Racine Concert Band won't be at the Racine Zoo this year.
Nope.
They're going to be at Festival Park.
Festival Park. Yeah, we're very excited. The Racine Concert Band has been a Racine institution for 103 years. And, as you said, it had been at the zoo for many, many years. But we're excited to have them as, have us as their new home starting on July 6th. So they'll be, and it's a free concert. And then they'll also, something a little different from the zoo, there'll be bar service and concessions available. So folks are invited to come out, enjoy the band, and, bring their lawn chairs and things of that nature and just, have a great time under the tent at Festival Park.
No, it's free with free parking, free everything,
all
right?
That, yes.
Yeah, just stroll on in and enjoy a concert. And now how does the rain, now I've been hosting the concert for about 15 years.
Right.
And only once in the 15 years that I have to whisper in Mark Eichner's ear, the conductor, and say, it's over. There was lightning in the background. He is back to it, so we didn't see it.
Sure.
He couldn't hear it.
Sure.
And he said, it's over.
Yeah.
Yeah,
but we'll be under our large event tent, and anybody that's been down near the grounds has seen it. You can't miss it. So we're rain or shine. So
all right, there you go.
Yeah.
No cancellations this year.
Nope, we're going to go.
And that starts July 6th. The Racine Concert Band is now going to be at Festival Park. I know people are going to still show up at the zoo.
most likely.
And there's nothing you can do about it. I think Beth Hydorn will put a sign up.
Yeah, I'm sure she will. Yeah, and we're going to, you know, we've been hitting it hard so far. Yeah. We've done press releases and things like that. But this is really kind of our big announcement of it to a lot of the members of your audience. I'm sure are regular attendees. And so we want to make sure that they find their way down on July 6th.
Now, let's talk about Historic Memorial Hall. And that was the site of the very first broadcast of WRJN.
Oh, amazing.
Almost 100 years ago. It's next year will be our 100th anniversary of that broadcast on December 6th, 1926.
That's incredible.
Had a live band at live orchestra at the Memorial Hall.
Yeah.
So that thing's historic. And you've got something coming up there, Science of Reading. What's that?
Science of Reading, it is a it's designed for K through 5th grade teachers, and it's just a day filled with resources and training and seminars and things like that to allow the teachers to be a little more efficient as they're teaching the youngsters how to read and you know, different techniques and things of that nature. So yeah, that's going to be a great event too at Memorial Hall on July 10th.
Okay, we've got the big one, Salmonorama. Now this went through they called it the big fish something or a few years ago, the big whatever, and they went back to the original name, Salmonorama, because that's what everybody still called it.
Sure, sure. What was the Salmonorama, the big one, as they called it? But, you know, it's the largest fishing tournament on the Great Lakes, and we're excited to have it back here at Festival Park for its second year in its return. July 11th through the 20th. So anybody that's familiar with Salmonorama knows that there's competition in many different divisions, many different species of fish, you know, shoreline, boat, you know, all kinds of different categories that you can win some really amazing prizes in. Come down, enter the raffles, great music all weekend. It's just a Racine tradition that has returned to Festival Park, and we're excited to have it.
I only went fishing once in my lifetime, and it was in Salmonorama. They took the radio people out to fish, and I caught a fish. I didn't know what to do.
Yeah.
I said, what do I do? He said, reel them in. About what do you mean, reel? What am I going to do? Once I get them in,
see
do I do?
See that round thing? Turn it.
Well, I knew that, but when I get them up, what am I supposed to do with them?
Yeah.
I never touched the fish.
No, they'll put the net under it and bring it in for you.
So they did, And I said, throw them back. I don't want to. This guy's got a family. What?
You didn't take it to Homan's and smoke it?
No. Meanwhile, there's some little fish. Where'd Daddy go? Oh, there's Daddy.
Oh, he's back.
Daddy comes back with a cut in his lip. I don't want to make orphans down there. Okay, pop-up craft supply sale. Now, this is also going to be at Memorial Hall.
Yeah, and it's just what it sounds like. It's kind of a day-long, marketplace filled with people that are into the crafting hobby, coming out and buying their supplies and seeing what's new in that hobby. And, that'll be at Memorial Hall on July 19th.
Boy, you have to worry about two places.
We have three, actually. You know, if you count Festival Hall, Festival Park, and Memorial Hall, so we've got three distinct venues. And you know, we've had days where we've had events at all three of them simultaneously. So,
man, I used to worry about running an AM and an FM combination.
Right.
All right. So that's a pop-up craft sale. The Racine Riverfest.
Yeah, Riverfest was my favorite event last year. It is a collaboration amongst all the yacht clubs along the river. Events happening all day long, not only at Festival Park, but also at 5th Street Yacht Club, Harbor Light Yacht Club, down at the Chart Room, Racine Yacht Club. So dragon boat races.
The dragon boat races.
Yeah, the dragon boat races right there in the river. Cardboard yacht races, the duck races, and then music at, I know Harbor Light's having music. We will have music at Festival Park in the evening, along with fireworks later in the evening. So just a day of great activities on the river. There'll be a Venetian night for all the boat owners in the harbor to get involved in and decorate their boats and parade them up and down the river. That's always fun. And so it's in its second year, and it's just a great collaboration amongst all the businesses and the yacht clubs along the river.
And that's August 2nd, August 2nd.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. Fiesta de Latinos coming up August 8th.
August 8th through the 10th. And it's, you know, it's a family event, and we think it's going to be probably our biggest event of the year. It celebrates all the Latin cultures here in Racine. Music, traditional dance, food, everything related to that. And we're doing it in conjunction with the folks that run the North Beach Pavilion. So it's a great partnership with them. And, you know, carnival rides, just a great day. And so we're very excited to have that back. That was something that had happened at the park years ago in a different incarnation, and we're fortunate to have the partnership with Felix and Marina, or Jose and Maria, to put this together.
Also in August, August 16th, the Park Beer Czar. This is a festival park.
Yeah, this is a brand new event. This is something we're doing in conjunction with the Wisconsin Tavern League, and it's just a day to celebrate, Racine's, bar culture. All the bars, all the top bar owners will be involved. Music, spirits, food, games, tournaments, probably a bags tournament, things of that nature. A lot of things still coming together with that event, but that is going to be a first-year event for us down at the park.
I've mentioned this before. I've never had a beer in my life. I tasted it once.
Never a full one?
No, I never. The taste, I never had. Yeah. Didn't do anything for me. Yeah. So.
Not much of a beer drinker. I like my brown liquor. That's one thing that's known about me.
I used to drink a lot of soda, and my wife mentioned to me about 9 years ago, you're drinking too much, so I stopped all soda.
Okay.
And 2 weeks ago, I stopped all Little Debbie cakes. Oh. So I'm shutting off my life.
But which one was your favorite? I say don't sleep on the zebra cake. That's
they made the little zebra rolls. They had Swiss rolls, but they made them the zebra and a little bigger.
Oh, I got to track those down.
And anything lemon. They do it for Mother's Day. They do the lemon ones.
Okay.
You know what I got for my birthday this year? My wife bought me, she bought it last March, I guess, during the Girl Scout cookie sale. 7 boxes of lemonade Girl Scout cookies. And she hid them, and she brought them out for my birthday last week and gave me all 7 boxes. I'm already through 2.
I was going to say, and you killed them in 10 minutes with a big glass of milk.
2 of them already. Bacon and Brews Fest. Bacon. Bacon can take... Everything's bacon.
Oh, yeah. You put bacon on it. Folks are coming. This is a partnership with the Racine Journal-Times, and they're actually doing their first Bacon Fest out at the Walworth County Fairgrounds this weekend. But this is the first time that they're bringing a similar event to Festival Park. So it's September 6th and 7th. So it's all things bacon, bacon-oriented food selections, liquor, drinks, live music. It's just going to be a fantastic thing. And it also coordinates with the 15th annual Bacon in 5 Kegs run that will originate from Festival Park.
Jim Gaffigan does a whole thing on bacon. He said, everything's better in bacon. Bibbidi-boppity bacon.
That's true.
He said, you know those little chestnuts? Nobody would ever eat those if they didn't wrap them in bacon.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Would I eat water chestnuts without bacon? Heck no.
Nobody would. That's why they wrap it in bibbidi-boppity bacon.
I don't even like them in my Chinese food.
we got those big cartons, big packages of crunched up bacon, real bacon, but they crunch it up. I put it on everything.
Yeah.
Never can go wrong with bibbidi-boppity bacon. Stand down. That's a military term.
Stand Down is a fantastic event that benefits all the veterans. It's open to the public, and there will have multiple vendors that will come through. That's on September 13th at Festival Hall, and it's really just a veteran service thing. So veterans can come through, get assistance with figuring out some of their benefits, job placement, any type of veteran services that veterans would need is available during Stand Down. So that's a great collaboration with the Racine County Veteran Services.
And finally, for now, Party on the Pavement.
Party on the Pavement coming up in September. That is a long-held Racine tradition that, weather seems to always be good for Party on the Pavement. So that's something that the DRC closes down Main Street for just a big festival. And then we will also have a run called Pound the Pavement that will leave from Festival Park also the morning of that.
We had a guy working here once when they first did Party on the Pavement the first time. He said, I don't understand this. So they built this beautiful new concrete road downtown. Mm-hmm. They spend months with dust and closing down businesses. Yeah. They built this beautiful, and the first thing they're going to do is shut it down to traffic. Nobody can drive on it. Yep. He said, I don't understand that. You think of the celebration would be cars driving on it, sure. Not walking on it.
Yeah.
Party on the Pavement. All right, so if somebody wants to get a list of the events that we just talked about, where can they go?
Go to festivalpark.com and go to the events page. You hit the drop-down, you'll see the list of all the events. You can buy tickets if it's a ticketed event, and then see all the lineup of all the different activities, different band lineups, things of that nature. If I could just mention Hot Harbor Nights, every Thursday night throughout the summer here, we will be there tonight with a great band called Velvet Stiletto that is hosted by the Racine Hog Chapter, and then come out and all the Proceeds from the concessions go to the Marine Detachment 346. So come on out. We'll have bike parking in the park. So no reason not to come down. The weather's going to be gorgeous, and we want to see all the bikers down there.
It's going to be nice, so you can relax.
Yeah. Yeah, this is when we don't have to sweat too much.
Very good. Kevin McDougall from 5K Events.
Thanks, Don.
I got to have you in throughout the summer because we got to be talking about all these,
yes,
right?
Sir.
We're going to have you back again and again and again.
Don Rosen.